Maxine Waters says Trump leading U.S. into civil war for cracking down on illegal immigration. By Hannah Knudsen on August 13, 2025. Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, apparently believes that President Donald Trump is leading the U.S. into civil war for delivering on his promises, namely, cracking down on illegal immigration. Waters made the remarks upon visiting the Metropolitan Detention Center and Department of Homeland Security field office in Los Angeles, California, on Monday. She was not alone, as Democrat reps Brad Sherman, Judy Chu, and Jimmy Gomez also went. And they did, in fact, get to tour the facility. Despite that, Waters believes that Trump is attempting to lead the country into civil war for cracking down on illegal immigration. A very basic campaign promise that Americans overwhelmingly voted for in the 2024 presidential election. Words mean nothing, actions mean everything. Watch this, watch it very closely, ask a lot of questions. Focus those cameras on everything that is going on. Because this president is trying to lead us into what could be called a civil war. The 86-year-old congresswoman, who turns 87 this week, ranted. This is not the first time Waters has used such rhetoric. In March, Waters stated that she was worried that Trump is on the edge of creating a civil war. He alluded to it more than once. He alluded to the fact that if he did not get re-elected, there could be a civil war, Waters said at the time. Waters' remarks come as Customs and Border Protection, CBP, report record-breaking lows in terms of border crossings in the month of July, thanks to Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. In addition to zero parole releases in July, compared to 12,365 in July 2024, CBP reported 24,628 total encounters nationwide, describing the figures as the lowest monthly total in CBP history for the second consecutive month. Border Patrol apprehensions also went down to 6,177 nationwide, compared to 59,655 illegal alien apprehensions nationwide in July 2024 under former President Joe Biden's leadership. As Breitbart News detailed further, the southwest border, specifically, saw 4,601 southwest border apprehensions in July 2025, which, again, is lower than the previous record made in June, which saw 6,070 southwest border apprehensions. That reflects a decrease of 24%. Again, this is significantly lower than the figures seen last year under Biden, as there were 56,400 illegal alien apprehensions on the southwest border in July 2024. Further, CBP experienced the lowest single-day apprehension in the agency's history on July 20, with just 116 apprehensions. This also comes as states work with the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to house, process, and deport criminal illegal aliens, with the help of places such as Alligator Alcatraz in the Florida Everglades. Related video, we need Alligator Alcatraz. It remains unclear how a more secure border will lead to civil war.